A nonprofit that houses victims of domestic violence will soon face some tough decisions. The Prudence Crandall Center in New Britain is dealing with a funding lapse because of the government shutdown. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the shutdown could lead to survivors being forced out of the shelter.
Barbara Damon invited members of the media and two United States senators into one of the apartments inside the center.
So this is a mom with four children, and this is a three-bedroom apartment.
Damon, who's CEO of the center, let outsiders in to bring awareness that the shutdown impacts more than just federal employees.
I can't even imagine what they're going through, but the narrative hasn't yet talked about the impact of programs like ours, who are supported by government funding, who help vulnerable populations and folks who just don't have another option.
The center loses $45,000 a month in funding from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development as the shutdown continues. Without money on hand, staff wages could be cut first, and then tenants may face eviction.
At some point, we aren't able to afford the rent for this building. Those are very scary things for us to think about.
Damon says that her organization can get by on its limited reserve funds and private donations until the end of February. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.